Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with friends from Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. Their chief executive officer is Laurie Barnett Levine, and their director of marketing and development is April Strodders. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank
Hi, thanks so
you.
much for
Hi.
having me. We're so glad that you're here. We're going to talk today about a birthday celebration. You're marking a very important milestone coming up. So, Lori, why don't you take us through what you're celebrating?
We're celebrating the 60th anniversary of our organization. Our organization was actually chartered in October of 1964. And if you think about how far the mental health movement has come since the 60s, then you can really understand why we really do have a lot to celebrate. And then you think about how far our organization has come since the 60s. We have even more to celebrate. But as everybody knows, the mental health system is not a perfect system, and we do have a long way to go.
You too, but you have lots to celebrate. April, you have a very, very special way that you are celebrating the 60th anniversary. Can you give us a little sneak preview?
Yes, we have a theme. We went with the diamond theme this year. We chose the diamond because that is the stone for a 60-year anniversary. But also, we thought it would be fitting because the diamond, of course, everybody loves the diamond. Everybody knows the term shine like a diamond. And we thought that would be good because everybody has a light that they need to shine. And we believe that when you are happy, when you have purpose in your life and you shine your light, that brings good balance into your life and good mental health. So we're going to be encouraging people to shine their light, and that's the focus. And anybody who sponsors with us, we have coined the term "We Shine Together," and we're looking for sponsors to come on board to help us with our anniversary celebration, which we are doing at the aquarium, the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. So we're so excited about that. And so that's our theme. And we chose the hashtag Shine Your Light.
Beautiful. So, Lori, tell us about what's going to be happening at the aquarium that night, and what is the date, the time, all the details.
We are going to have the exclusive rights to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, and it's going to be on Friday evening, September 13th. And it will be in the aquarium, and we will have people parking, and we have a shuttle service special for our guests that will take them to the aquarium. We are going to have a strolling buffet the night of the event. Cash bar, we're going to have a DJ, photo booth. We're making it a celebration of mental health, a celebration of the agency and all that we have accomplished. We are giving a special Lifetime Achievement Award to John Lovelace. John has worked with the UPMC for the last several decades, but he's also been a champion for mental health throughout his career. He has worked in rehabilitation programs for people with mental illness. He's worked to help get people out of the state mental hospital, and he's been a supporter of Mental Health America throughout his career. And so he recently retired, but he's still on as a consultant, working with UPMC and Community Care Behavioral Health. And so we really want to honor his lifetime of achievement. And it's the award, it's a Fred Funeri Mental Health America Award. And the Funeris, it's very interesting. They were a family that were part of the founders of Mental Health America. Fred Funeri was on the founding board of the organization, and we have newspaper clippings of him actually getting a diamond pin for his for his work in the community. And he started with the organization. And after he passed away, his wife took over and began presenting the Fred Funeri Award in his memory. And then when she passed away, their son Chip also gave the award in honor of the family. And when Chip passed away, Chip's wife Josie continued the tradition. And Josie had actually been involved with Mental Health America, which was then called the Mental Health Association, when she met her husband, totally independently of meeting her husband. And now also Josie's family carries on the tradition of sponsoring the award. So it's really, you know, it's very fitting at this celebration that the Funeri family is giving a Lifetime Achievement Award, because they've also, and they've been honored in the past for their lifetime of achievement and working and supporting Mental Health America and individuals in our community who have done excellent work in the field of mental health. So I think it's a great evening. Now, we also have a special guest that we can't announce yet, but we have a surprise guest that will be joining us. Once the contract is signed, we'll make a big announcement. And I think that's all would also be something for the community to be interested in.
Okay, so can you buy tickets to this event? How much are they? Where do you get them?
Tickets can be purchased online through Eventbrite, and April can share that information with you. And we also have information about sponsorship. You can find this information on our website, mhaswpa.org. And April, you want to talk about Eventbrite?
Yes. So you can purchase the tickets on Eventbrite. And the link, if you put in 60th anniversary celebration tickets in MHASWPA, then you should be able to find the page. And we also, our Facebook page will also have the information there where you can access the Eventbrite.
How much are they, April?
The tickets are $100.
And then what all does that include?
That includes the, Lori was saying, we have exclusive access to the aquarium. And I would just like to highlight one thing that I thought was a lot of fun is once you get to the zoo, you'll be taken on a shuttle and taken to the aquarium. But the fun part is when you're going to the aquarium, you get to go through a quick ride through the actual zoo. And it'll be after hours. So you'll get a peek at a lot of the animals that are out and about. And then you'll be taken to the aquarium. And we will have hors d'oeuvres, and we have a live DJ. We're going to have some special announcements and some giveaways for everybody. And then we'll do our presentation and spend some time with our special guest. And then we will have dinner.
We also have a photo booth that's going to have a mental health theme. We hope that we will have some animals available. The zoo will bring out some special animals for our guests to enjoy and walk around with them.
That's such a great idea. How did you guys come up with this?
We wanted to do something different. You know, every year we have an awards program, Innovations, where we honor people who are innovators in the community. And we have an annual meeting, which is educational, really. So we wanted to do something fun because this is an anniversary. It's a birthday party. It's an anniversary. And so we thought, you know, what could we do that would be sort of centrally located for people where they could come and they could enjoy a fun evening? And we landed on the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium.
And what a neat partnership. So you can come and enjoy the event, or you can sponsor the event. Do one of you want to take me through the sponsorship levels and what each one of those includes?
Sure. We have various sponsorship levels. We do have a diamond sponsor, but we have someone who's interested in that. So it's exclusive, and that's a $15,000 sponsorship. We also have what we call a shining sponsor, and they begin at $5,000. And they also go to $5,500, $6,000, and $7,000, depending upon what you can afford, and that changes what you can get. We have a sparkling sponsor too at $2,500 and a shimmering sponsor at $1,500. And a glitter sponsor is recognition on all marketing materials, and you get a full page ad in our program booklet. So I can go through these, but it takes a lot of time, and I don't know if you want to do that. But it involves advertising of the company logo. Our theme, as April said, is a diamond, so we've developed a special logo for the event, and our sponsors will appear on that logo. They will be placed in the program booklet on our website, all social media posts, educational programs, and marketing materials. And this logo will be used throughout the 2025 year. And we were going to have two upcoming community educational programs, and they will have associated materials. So you are going to be getting not just advertising that night, but you will be getting continuing advertising throughout the course of the year. The company logo will be visible at key locations throughout the evening. Each table will have a table card showing who the sponsors are, and you will get a certain number of seats at the event depending upon the level of your sponsorship. So I would just say for more information, go to mhaswpa.org.
It's amazing. This is a big undertaking. It's wonderful to put together. So the guests will have full access, exclusive access to the aquarium throughout the evening. You'll come in through the main entrance. You'll take a shuttle ride through the safari back to the aquarium. And that's where you'll be for most of the evening. It sounds like it's going to be really nice. Plus all the food. Sounds like it's going to be beautiful.
And, you know, we'll have a small presentation about the agency, you know, and how far we've come in terms of the mental health movement. When the agency started, there really wasn't even the Mental Health Act with John F. Kennedy. And so there was not the deinstitutionalization of people into the community. People were warehoused in mental institutions. They were in shackles. And the logo for our organization, Mental Health America, is an actual bell. We're an affiliate of a national organization, and there is actually a real bell that exists in Alexandria, Virginia, at the national headquarters. And it's like a mini Liberty Bell. And they ring it every year at the annual meeting. And I say this on some of our other radio interviews. I get chills every year when they do it, because this bell has been formed from shackles of patients who are in mental institutions. There are no more shackles, and there's no more, you know, straitjackets or the kinds of things that the media or the movies like highlight about what goes on in a hospital. And the message is that people do get discharged from the hospital, and they do recover, and they can live rich and full lives. We have people that work for us that are now on medication, and they were institutionalized. And now, because of their taking their medicine on a consistent basis, they are working, they are living in the community, they're contributing members of the community. Back in the 60s, the medications were very rudimentary. We've come a long way in the different medications that have been really created for people with mental illness. And so many Americans take medication for depression and anxiety. What would happen if those medications weren't there, if, you know, the therapy wasn't there? And what would happen to these people? And, depression and anxiety is like the most common mental health issue in our society. And depending upon whose figures you use, 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 individuals is impacted by a mental illness in any given year. And so a mental illness is just like any other illness. It can be treated. I know that we are experiencing a shortage of people in the community that can provide treatment. And this is a big problem. There are waiting lists for people to get treatment. And that's why I always talk about the importance of getting treatment as early as possible. First of all, it's more successful earlier. And second of all, if you do have to wait, you've caught it early on. I mean, there's waits for people to go see specialists in the physical medical community because there just aren't enough. So it's really important to get that checkup from the neck up and to make sure that the mind is part of your body. And what happens in your body sometimes impacts your mind and vice versa.
Wonderful. This is such great details on the 60th anniversary birthday celebration that Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania is planning. That's on Friday, September 30th at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the many, many changes in mental health treatment, recovery that have happened in the last 60 years. So much to celebrate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, joined today by friends from Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. Their chief executive officer is Lori Barnett Levine. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you again for having me as a guest.
And also joining us today is April Strouder. She's the Director of Marketing and Development. Thanks for joining us today, April.
Thank you for having us.
So, April, we have the 60th anniversary Diamond Celebration of Mental Health America coming up on September 13th at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. And I bet you get to do the fun job of promoting this event and trying to find donors for this event. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right. And we're hoping, Lori had mentioned that we have some upcoming programs. So we're hoping that people do get excited about that with us because we're going to do an educational video series. And anybody who partners with us on this event will also be a part of that and gain recognition for that. And we are going to have this available to the community to help people realize, one, how important mental health is, but not just that, but also how important it is to really take care of yourself. And I know that everybody's big into self-care right now, but I still think that we often lack when we talk about our minds. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. And it also is one of the number one factors in happiness and in relationships with the people that you love. One thing when I got involved with MHA that was very surprising to me was I always thought of mental illness as such a big grand thing, right? Like debilitating and, oh, you might suffer for this forever. And I realized that this is something that people can help, can receive help and get better. And like, for example, just depression. I never looked at depression as a mental illness. I just looked at it as depression, right? Oh, the person's sad. You know, I wish they could get out of it, but there's help out there for everybody. And I think that when we do our video series, we're going to show people how easy it is to get help and just start to take care of yourself. And a lot of times just reconnect, because I think for myself, some experiences that I've had is when you start to recognize a problem and you deal with a problem, you find your old self. You find that happiness, that spark inside that you might think you lost, maybe whatever you attributed to. Oh, life is hard. Oh, I'm getting older. That's not the case. There's things that can be done, and I'm hoping that we can shed a light on those things.
It's wonderful. Yes, awareness is a big part of this. So, you know, Lori, the things that she's talking about are perfect examples of many things that have changed over the last 60 years. You talked a lot about institutionalization. That really, I can tell that really affects you. I can tell that you've heard many, many stories and you've seen many people's lives changed once they were able to be medicated and treated and out of that institutionalization. Let's start with that and then maybe give us a few more examples of things that you've seen change tremendously over the 60 years.
Well, I mean, I've been in the field so long. I've seen people change with different medications. People who were had schizophrenia and were in mental institutions, and you couldn't even understand a word they said. They couldn't form a sentence. And then they were put on this special medication, and they see you, and they ask how you are. And they have a coherent conversation with you, and you realize that they were in there all along, but because of their illness, they just couldn't come out. They remember things. They remember things about me when we talked, when they were in the throes of their illness, that even though I thought they weren't in touch with reality, in some way they were. And, you know, these people were able to recover and were able to live in the community. So it's the change, it's the new medications. You know, some of you may remember the movie A Clockwork Orange, you know, or what people think of as shock therapy. And they think of these people laying on a table and like being shocked out of their, literally out of their minds. And now, you know, this has been so refined that this is a form of actual treatment that people, certain parts of the brain, we know so much more. We didn't have CT scans then. We didn't have MRIs. You know, we didn't know anything about the brain. And so that people now can have the specialized shock treatments that can help them. People who had treatment-resistant depression. There's other medications that are being invented that people can have that have been resistant to medications in the past. And I've known people personally who were like so depressed. They went through a period of depression that when they talked to me, like I didn't even recognize them. And then they participated in this treatment and they became their old selves again.
Wow.
And this was not available. These are the kinds of people that might have been institutionalized. And they're people think that people that have a mental illness are those people, but they're not. They live among us. They're your friends and they're your neighbors. They're part of our community. And, you know, when you think about depression and anxiety and how many primary care physicians are treating people for these illnesses, and then you think about, you don't really think of them as illnesses like April was saying, but they really are. They're chemical imbalances in your brain. And we didn't even know what they were in the 60s. We didn't understand chemical imbalance. And so people thought, oh, you're crazy. Oh, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's a character flaw. If you were just stronger, you could just get over this. But that's not necessarily the case. And we know that now. We know that there are chemical imbalances that can occur within the brain. And these medications help fix those imbalances. I'm talking in lay terms now, but they help change them. They help to make them better. And there's also supportive programs that Mental Health America offers. We have community advocates. We have representative payees. We have people that can help people with get the things they need to live, like food, clothing, shelter, the basic things, support systems. Things that people don't really think about, but we take them for granted that they're, how can you think about your mental health if you don't have anywhere to live? You know, if you don't have food to eat, that's what you're focusing on. And who wouldn't be depressed if they didn't have food to eat or a place to live? So, you know, we think this doesn't happen, but it happens in our community. And sometimes it can happen to any of us. Some people are living paycheck to paycheck. And all they have to do is lose a job and everything is gone. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Jennifer, is like right now we're experiencing a lot of trauma. And it's just become so much a part of our lives that people don't realize that it's trauma. You know, we're seeing people get killed, you know, by guns, by, you know, other things. We're we had someone, you know, in the last month who had an assassination attempt right in Western Pennsylvania. We've had all these political changes and challenges and turmoil, and everybody's watching this. The people are having problems with the economy and the cost of things. There's just so much going on right now in our society that we are in turmoil. There's a war in Ukraine. There's a war in Gaza. I mean, there's so much, and we've taken it just in as a part of our lives. We've gotten used to it, but we're really not used to it. Every time something else happens, we react, we respond, whether we realize it or not. So that's affecting our mental health.
Absolutely. One of the big things I think that have changed over the last 60 years is awareness and breaking that stigma. Don't you agree?
I think somewhat. I mean, there's still some people who would say, I have breast cancer, you know, or I have a thyroid disorder, or I have diabetes, but they'll never tell anyone that they have depression. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, the elite in our society have come forward, like movie stars, comedians, political figures even, and they've talked about this. They've written books about this. They've shared their experience with mental health and then shown that they still can be famous. They still can, you know, make very good living and in some cases be billionaires. I mean, an example, like you have the rock legend of Bruce Springsteen. He talks openly about he's a billionaire. He tours still the world with his music, and he talks openly about how he's experienced depression. Unfortunately, you have many, you know, movie stars and people with high visibility who have died by suicide. And suicide is still one of the leading causes of deaths in our country, in our world. And it's something we need to recognize and recognize the signs and symptoms. And we have programs that teach about that, because it's another thing that people think, oh, this doesn't happen to us. It happens to those other people, until it happens to us, you know. And in our community, we've had some very well-known individuals who have died by suicide. People like to say, oh, you would never think it would happen to them, you know, until it does. And so we need to continue to educate people through our programs about what does mental health look like? What does poor mental health look like? You know, what are the signs and symptoms of suicide, depression, so that we can more easily recognize those things?
We have about 2 minutes left in the show. April, why don't you take us through one more time the date, the location, and how we find more information out about the Diamond 60-year anniversary of Mental Health America.
Okay. So, yes, the event is taking place on Friday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. You can find tickets on our Eventbrite page. You will also be able to access that through our website, which is www.mhaswpa.org. Or you can find us on Facebook at Mental Health America, MHASWPA.
I wanted to add, if all else fails, call us at 724-834-6351.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. Lots of sponsorship availability, lots of fun things happening at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium that night on Friday, September 13th. That's the Diamond Anniversary of Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. I want to thank you both very much for being on the show. Laurie Barnett Levine is the Chief Executive Officer of Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania, and April Strotters is the Director of Marketing and Development. Well, happy 60th Diamond Anniversary to the both of you, ladies.
Thank you.
I'm very proud to be a part of helping to promote this wonderful organization and this wonderful event. We hope to see lots of people there. If you have an idea for the show, please reach out to WHJB. This airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for watching.